T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Jamie and Stoney Show. 97.1 The Ticket. The luminaries making their way in. Dan Petrie just walked in. Kirk Gibson walked in moments ago. James McCann, the Tiger catcher, is here. We're here at Oakland Hills for the 10th annual Ilitch Charities Golf Classic, and we are joined by it's very strange to say, veteran Detroit Red Wing Justin Abdelkader. What's up, Justin? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I was driving around this summer, and I was flipping around the radio, and I tuned by NHL radio, and they were playing game one, for some reason, of the 2009 Stanley Cup Finals. it was like July, I hear Ken Callum, Paul Woods on my radio, and I hear Abdelkader score a goal, and they're like, oh, guy getting his first career goal comes in the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm like, God, that seems like a long time ago. But
It feels... You know, it doesn't feel like that long, but yeah. It's been, you know, 2009. It's, you know, we're already, you know, almost through 17 here, and it's gone by quickly. It's funny how, you know, your first couple of years, you know, guys are like, oh, it goes by so quick, and you're like, no, it's dragging on, whatever. But blink of an eye, it's like, gosh, this is going into my ninth season already. So it goes quick.
First of all, congratulations. You're a married man, got married this summer. So
yep,
exciting news. Everything go well with that?
Yeah, it was great.
You showed up and said the right things. That's
up,
all you had to do.
I made it there. It was nice. We had our wedding downtown Detroit. You know, she's from the Detroit area, and obviously Detroit's meant a lot to me. And, you know, we had it at on the roof of Detroit Opera House, which was really cool.
Oh, beautiful.
So we were a little worried about the weather. It was showing rain for like 10 days straight when we could finally start looking at the weather forecast. But those guys are never right anyway, so you can't believe them.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful day, and then the reception was at the Eastern Market. We it couldn't have turned out any better. It was an all Detroit wedding. So
Justin, I got to ask you, I know you're golfing in this thing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So right around like 220, 221 when this eclipse thing
227,
happens.
Jeff.
I'm sorry, 227. I want to be accurate.
Yeah.
Are you going to look up? Do you fear for your
you
sight?
I've heard from my parents and my families, do not look at the eclipse. If you don't have the glasses, you'll go blind in a few days. So I don't know. It looks like the weather's holding up. You might have a chance to look, but I don't have the glasses. If someone with me has them, maybe I'll take a look. But otherwise, you know, I think I'm going to shy away from looking at it. I know as hard as it is, it's don't look. And then I'll say you look up.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, exactly what they say. You know, I'll try. I won't look, actually, but we'll see. I heard maybe some of the guys around here have glasses, but.
The season ended last year, obviously. The playoff streak ended. You guys closed out the Joe, and there was that really emotional night at Joe Louis Arena. And while you guys were closing down the building, it struck me, and I don't know if it struck Jeff or not, but it almost felt like you guys were shutting down that era of Red Wing hockey. And, it coincided with the end of the playoff streak. And now moving into a new building, do you feel that way as a player? Obviously, you've been here a while.
Yeah.
You know, Hank's been here a while. Nick's been here. I mean, it's not like you're bringing back a brand new team. But do you feel like a new move in a new building is also a start of a new era for the hockey team?
Well, for sure it is. You know, anytime you move into a new building, whether you have the streak or not, it's always a start of – you know, some new memories. You want to make some some great memories into the new arena, and obviously the Joe's been so special for so many players and fans and, you know, coaches, just everyone, you know, from the city of Detroit to the Red Wings fans. You know, so I think that's what makes an arena so special and so memorable, is, you know, 4 Stanley Cups and, you know, great playoff games and regular season. You know, it was unfortunate missing the playoffs this year. It's been a streak that, you know, it's been a proud streak for the city of Detroit, for the state of Michigan, for Red Wings fans all over. But, you know, like you said, you know, going into a new building, I think it's time to create some new memories, start a new streak, and, you know, look to the future.
I know Hank always talks about he never wanted to be the captain that was part of not making the postseason. I know that meant a lot to him, but now that is over, and you talk about a new era and a new streak, it'll kind of give us some hope for this coming season, because I think if you look, the outsider point of view is that you guys are in a rebuild. You guys are probably going to struggle. Like, what do you see?
I really think we're right there with a big group of the teams. The parity in the NHL is the best it's ever been since I've been in the league. You know, usually, you know, when I first came in, you know, you're sweeping, you know, first round, or you're getting by the second round, you know, fairly easily. And you know, you see a team like Nashville. I mean, they were the 16th seed in the playoffs, and they made the run they did. And you know, you want obviously goaltending's huge as you come through the playoffs and down the stretch. And I think we have two you know, really good NHL goalies that can step in. And you know, obviously we'll play the guy that's playing the best. And I think our specialty teams, our power play is it's been talked about a lot. And you know, I think we went through that stretch. I don't know if it's October to December, November, December, where we didn't score a power play goal on the road. Yeah. That's, I mean, that's what it comes down to, is one. All these games are one goal games. You score that power play goal, you're either maybe going to overtime or you might win the game. And we're on the short end of a lot of those one goal games. And I think that you know, we make a few tweaks on the power play. Our power play got better towards the end of the season, and you know, we get solid goaltending, and you know, just. I mean, like I said, the parity makes it so the league is just tight each year, and it comes down to those trying to find a way to score that extra goal.
Justin Applicator with us here, 97.1 The Ticket. We're at the 10th annual Illich Charities Golf Classic. And again, Jeff's mentioned from the outsider's point of view, the fans or those of us who cover the team, there were games where some of the younger guys didn't play because, you know, Jeff Blashill, Ken Holland believed in either A, winning the game that night, or B, they weren't doing the right things defensively, so they needed to sit to learn, things like that, which you probably learned early in your career as well. Does that go out the window this year? I mean, are we going to see, in your mind, a full dose of 82 games of Athanasiu, 82 games of Mantha, things like that? Because I think that's what the fans want to see, is see the young guys take their lumps but hopefully improve.
You know, I think Coach Blashill, you know, between him and Ken Holland, the management, the coaching staff, they're going to put the 20 best players out there on the ice that we have. No matter age, no matter where these guys are, they're going to play the 20 best players. And, you know, whether the guys are 20 years old, 18 years old, or 30, whatever it is, like they're going to put the best lineup out there to win. You know, we're trying to win now. I mean, we're not going into a full rebuild. We think our team's close. We're right there. We need, obviously, every team, you know, comes into the new season having having hopeful Stanley Cup dreams and aspirations. And I think we're a team that has that. I mean, it's just like I talked about, you know, over and over, it's just the parity in the league. It's one goal games left and right. And you know, I think if I think we have a group that everyone has to kind of pull on the rope together. You know, we don't have I don't remember the last time we had a 40 goal score, 50 goal score. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. we're a team that, you know, each guy's got to pull their rope, and you know, I got to have a better year, and you know, hopefully I can help lead, and we can all take a step to making. I think you just really want to get into the playoffs. Obviously, you want home ice, but you want to make it in the playoffs. Then, hey, listen, you got to get on a run. Anything can happen. Your goalie gets hot, and it can be really exciting. So we just, you know, we want to always focus on, you know, getting off to that good start and continuing that on, because, you know, we went through some injuries last year, and that, you know, you got to figure you're going to have injuries at some point. But that's, you know, it's an opportunity when those young guys can get even more of an opportunity. The guys at Grand Rapids get called up, and they get an opportunity to showcase themselves. And I think that, you know, between the coaching staff and the management, like I said, they're going to put the 20 best players out there.
Speaking of you and others helping lead, I'm just curious. So a big story in the offseason was the expansion draft, obviously, and we saw who was left unprotected. As a player, do you like knowing who was left unprotected? And, you know, I guess specifically about Peter Mrazek, there was a lot about him, and then some stories came out and said maybe he needs to work harder. What's your view of Peter, and do you think this is going to motivate him?
I mean, I like Peter. He's a great guy. He's, you know, I know there's been a lot of media articles, different things written about him, but he's a really good guy, really good teammate. He does work really hard. He just, you know, I mean, he just got to focus. It's tough as a goalie. It's a different position. You're out there by yourself, and you know, as a goalie, you need your confidence. And I think it was a year that you know, maybe at times Peter lost it. You know, he had an injury there, and you know, but I think sounds like he's had a really good off season. He's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder, which is never a bad thing. And you know, I mean, people are down on him a bit. I understand, but listen, he's he's an NHL goaltender, and he's a really good goalie that I think that between him and Howie, we got two really good NHL goalies that you almost need now with the back-to-backs. And like I said, you never know what happens with injuries, but we got both those guys coming in, and I think whoever plays the best is going to play. But you know, Peter's been a great goalie for us. He's been successful, and you know, there's, you're going to have bumps in your road, you know, as a NHL player, NHL goalie, and it's just how you respond to those, and I think he's going to respond well.
All right, you guys have all said the great things about the Joe, all the memories and everything like that, but what are you going to miss the least about the Joe, and what are you most looking forward to at Little Caesars Arena?
Well, we were actually talking about it on our right before the show, those dress and drives when we drove to City Ice Arena or Liggett
Ice
Arena.
So you would dress at the Joe and then
we
drive?
We would dress and drive, or, I think we got a little smarter the last year and a half. We just started meeting at, we were at Liggett Ice Arena. We'd just meet there and dress. But it's tough because, you know, if you're going to, you know, you're not at your home arena, you don't have your gym, and you're skating there. You guys just skate, and then we'll leave. You have some workout equipment, but it's not much. And you know, now we'll be at the LCA, and we'll be able to walk in, and you know, to the left I'll be to the main ice arena, and then to the right is to the practice arena. We won't have to ever leave the arena, and it's just it's going to be great. Guys are really excited, and everything looks great there.
How are there no pictures of you guys dressing and driving out there? Could you imagine, like, you look over to your right, Justin Abdelkader is in full gear driving right to practice?
Well, yeah, I think people would see us. Carpool. I couldn't believe what they were looking at. Yeah. Before they could get their phone out, we were gone. Yeah. So,
God, these guys really go out in their jerseys.
Yeah.
Okay, we know you're on the Red Wings, all right?
Yeah. I have to wear the uniform. Well, they probably didn't even think we were on the Red Wings. Who are these guys? These guys are pretending to be Red Wings players, right?
All right. Hey, Justin, good to see you. Have a great rest of the summer, and we'll see you at the LCA this fall.
Sounds good.
All right, there he is. Justin Abdelkader of the Red Wings joining us here. It's the 10th annual Illich Charity Golf Classic, and we are at Oakland Hills for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.